Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio, where we'll have some live music played by Mark Valenti, two prominent composers represented in two sets of music. We'll have the quiz question early today, probably around 12:25, but I will repeat it about 10 minutes or so before 1 o'clock, too. So you'll get a couple of passes either way. And welcome back to the Midday, Mark Valenti.
Good morning.
Come up from Chicago, a formerly professor of music at the University of Arts in Philadelphia, Xavier University in Chicago, and the Loire Valley Music Institute in France. But right now, is it pretty much just teaching at your studio down there in the Chicago area?
My own private studio, yes.
And run a lot of students through there?
Yeah, I have a good studio. I teach mostly adults who play for fun.
Levels,
and it's really a wonderful group of people to work with.
Well, one of the teachers you worked with was Zoltan Kocsis. How did that go?
That was interesting. He told me I had very good rhythm for a foreigner. Since I was playing a lot of Bartok.
Well, that's, I would take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
Now, the two sets of pieces you've selected today, and we're going to be hearing each of these sets of four pieces uninterrupted, represents two significantly different composers, but each of them did have, Bach certainly did, and Szymanowski to an extent too, solid background in studying classical forms.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They were, looking back, they're basically traditional composers that followed the traditional forms of the time and obviously pushed the edge of the envelope with their own style.
So you've started with Karol Szymanowski, one of the great Polish composers, an early 20th century composer, and like his compatriot Chopin, as you have pointed out, he does work in some of the same forms that Chopin used.
Yeah, these mazurkas come from a tradition apparently that stemmed from two slightly different dances, one being very lyrical and one having the characteristic dance rhythm that we're familiar with. And so I think you'll should be able to detect a fairly obvious mix of the two throughout this set.
And so as we go through these four pieces, what kind of progression do we find? In other words, are these are not exactly, let's see, in the original sequence that Szymanowski chose. In other words, they didn't originally follow each other directly?
No, this is a set I picked myself that I think work good as a group. I tend to pick pieces that will contrast each other so that they enhance each other and you can hear the uniqueness in each one.
So here we are, four mazurkas from 1926 by Karol Szymanowski. Mark Valenti at the piano.
Thank you.
Zoltán Kocsis was right. You do have a great sense of rhythm, necessary for some of those works, those mazurkas by Karol Szymanowski. Mark Valenti is playing our piano in our Buck studio today for the midday, and he has started with four mazurkas by Szymanowski. Some interesting kind of modal things going on there, too.
Yeah, I love the way he mixes the different modes kind of simultaneously. It's actually, in a sense, almost 12 tone, because he ends up using all 12 tones of the scale. Doesn't necessarily repeat them all at once before, you know, state them all before he repeats them, but it's, I like that constantly shifting colors by the use of all 12 tones.
Is that the kind of thing you can get a grasp of just by looking at the score, or do you really have to hear somebody else do it in some form to just to really get the feel of it? It's so, you know, varied and so shifting.
You can get a little sense from the score, but obviously any sense you get from the score is just hearing the music in your head, so it's kind of six of one, half does the other.
And now back to my guest here in our Buck studio, Chicago area pianist Mark Valenti, putting in his second appearance on the midday. How long has it been? Is it a year?
About a little over a year.
Mm-hmm. And you played very different from today's repertoire.
I played all French the last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, today we have heard Szymanowski, and now we're going to go to some of the most famous preludes in the world, those by Johann Sebastian Bach. And again, it's a set of four. And three of them come from the Well-Tempered Clavier, but the first one not.
Yeah, the first one, interestingly, he originally wrote to be paired with the Fugetta in the Little Preludes and Fugues, and I believe he decided it could stand alone, so he removed it and replaced it with a much simpler one. And I really think it's one of my favorite pieces, and I really think it does stand alone. But I think, as you can see, I feel they all can, so I picked my own set.
Well, that's the beauty of it, too. Yeah. Bach belongs to everyone. And then the three that you've chosen from the Well-Tempered Clavier, obviously three different keys.
All four of them have a very improvisational quality to them. And they sound to me like the kind of music you'd like to be playing at the end of the night when all your troubles are over and you just want to relax and float freely. And being, you know, originally a jazz pianist, actually started playing in rock bands in high school before I even took piano lessons, and then got interested in jazz while I did start to study classical, there's a very similar approach with the upper line usually being twice as fast as the lower line, the steady pulsing in the lower line, that is the staple of the jazz texture. And it just sounds very improvisational to me, so obviously I relate to it very well, and it's the kind of music that I just really like to kind of let myself float free with it as well.
And that's true. If you go to performances of like the Brandenburg Concertos, they look like jam sessions. It's curious for something so brilliantly conceived and mapped out in such detail that it looks improvised. It's fascinating. So here we are, four preludes by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Mark Valenti. Thank you.
Thank you.
Plenty of sunshine breaking through there, even in the minor key ones at the end. That's Bach for you, isn't it? Mark Valenti played those four preludes by Bach. Do you have a sense, Mark, that the various keys have a kind of specific significance to Bach as you go through something like these preludes?
Well, they seem to really match the mood. And I don't know if it's psychological, you know, just, but everybody has a psychological impression about certain keys, and I can't imagine Bach being any exception, and they just fit perfectly.
Well, thanks for sharing them today.
Thank you.
We've heard four mazurkas by Karol Szymanowski, and just now four preludes by Bach, played by my guest, who hails from the Chicago area of late and has a studio down there, Mark Valenti.